When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street spotlight. Chris Weavers is in the WGHN studio. How are you?
I'm excellent. Loving the sunny weather.
I know. Isn't it something?
Yes.
I'm telling you. How are things over at J-Dubs?
Things are great.
Yeah?
Yep. Business is good. We're doing some minor improvements in the bar. It's going to look amazing. Actually, it just got done yesterday. I can't wait to get in there and see it.
Like what? Like what did you do?
I've got one of my people who's very talented just doing a facelift.
Okay.
I had some painting done in the bar, and he put up some different things for a different look.
Okay.
I don't really know how to describe it, but it's I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I love that you on your website you have a soup calendar.
Yes.
Which is actually really smart because people want to know when they can get their soup, right? They want to know.
Yeah, and I tell you what, when I forget to update it,
yeah,
I hear about it.
Do you really? I mean, all the different types of soup that you have, very nice.
Well, a lot of people plan their weeks around my soups.
Do they really?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And that's why I'm hearing about it if I forget to update it.
Now that's in addition to the white chicken chili, right?
Correct.
I love it.
Yep,
I
love it. We
have
white chicken chili and French onion every day.
I love it.
And then throughout the week we rotate through our different soups.
Yeah.
Except for Tuesday. Tuesday is always mulligatawny.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, Saturday is always sweet pepper crab.
Nice. Have you changed up the menu at all?
I don't believe so.
I don't think you have, no.
It's pretty lean and mean.
It is lean and mean.
Everything that is on the menu performs well,
yeah,
and is well received. I scaled it way back during COVID,
mm-hmm,
and then I expanded it a little bit, but not too much. And I feel like I have a pretty good balance. You can get pretty much anything except pizza.
Here's what I love about J-Dubs. Anytime I go there, I know I'm going to get a great meal. I'm going to get great service. It's anytime.
Well, thank you.
If it's just me, if I'm bringing 15 people with me, or I'm just sitting, it doesn't matter what time of year it is, what time it is, I know what I'm going to get. And I think people really rely on that. And then when you have a place that you can rely on, you want to like introduce it to other people too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's important to be consistent.
Yeah.
Because if you're bringing friends into town and you bring them somewhere and they have a bad meal, that reflects badly on you.
Right.
Not necessarily, but they feel,
yeah,
as the host, I feel bad if I,
yeah,
bring somebody somewhere and the meal's not good.
Right.
So we try really hard not to do that.
Of course.
But we're pretty darn consistent.
And
after 32 years, I think,
yeah,
I think I know what I'm doing.
You know exactly what you're doing over at J-Dubs Foods and Spirits. How's the store doing?
Doing great.
Okay, good.
Doing great.
And what kind of stuff do you have in there?
Oh, let's see. We're known for our cheeses. We've got fun artisan cheeses. You don't have to go to Muskegon or GR.
That's nice.
To get good cheese.
Okay.
I don't know if a lot of people know about that. A fair amount do, because we sell a lot.
Okay.
We have wines from all over the world.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. I just got certified with my first wine expert license in the fall.
Really?
And I'll be going towards the next step. Probably this year sometime.
Very cool,
so
Chris.
So we pride ourselves on our wine knowledge, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Myself, as well as my staff, know and are passionate about wine. So you don't have to wander through Myers and grab something,
right,
and,
yeah,
hope that it's good. Just,
yeah,
come see us. We can find just the right wine for you.
I love that.
We have gift baskets. Our real estate agents in town,
uh-huh,
really come to us for
the gift baskets. That
gift
would
baskets,
make sense.
Yes.
That would make sense. Yeah, because, yeah, there you go. That's a really good idea to introduce somebody that's moving to town to,
yes,
your restaurant and to your store. And happy hour, you have happy hour Monday through Friday from 2 to 5.
I do.
So that's cool. You've got drink specials and then chips and salsa, crab rangoon, and the French dip and barbecue slider. So those are all, you know, very cheap. That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
Really cheap. That's a really good deal.
What are people drinking these days? Are they drinking fancier and fancier drinks? Or
we sell a lot of craft cocktails.
Yeah, okay.
But we also sell a lot of wine, and,
yeah,
we sell a lot of draft beer, too.
Okay, yeah.
I see the pendulum swinging back from craft beer to more regular
interesting
beer,
okay,
for lack of a better term.
Sure.
Because craft beer is very heavy and high gravity.
It is. I can't drink it. Yeah.
I can't either.
It's just too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a swing back towards lighter beers.
That's cool.
We still have a great selection of craft beers.
Yeah.
Actually, I partnered with... A couple years ago for our 30th anniversary, I partnered with Grand Armory and they brewed a juicy IPA.
Nice.
Just for me.
Uh-huh.
And it's called JW's Beachtown Juicy IPA.
Oh, I love it.
And it's been our number one seller for the last 2 years.
Oh, I
love partnering with local. I also partner with Off the Chain,
uh-huh,
Brew Stillery.
Yes.
I offer their Spin Gin, and I just got in last week their 10-year rye.
I love it.
Oh, we have an excellent bourbon selection.
I heard that.
We,
yeah,
have all the good bourbons.
Wow.
Yes.
I love it. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you guys do every day?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. We, as Grand Haven Main Street, we drive what happens in Grand Haven. We shape it, we drive it, we, mm-hmm, do the things, we make sure that Grand Haven is welcoming and fun and has a good mix of shops and activities and stuff within our scope of, mm-hmm, ability. You know, mm-hmm, we can't tell people that, no, you can't come here because you want to run a t-shirt shop. The business or the property owners rent their property. So, mm-hmm, we don't always have a say in that.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that it's the owner's property, not,
right,
ours. We can't dictate
who's coming in
there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
You know, sometimes there are things that aren't exactly ideal, but, mm-hmm, we try to steer it as best we,
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
And try to make it a well-rounded merchandise mix and product mix and store mix and, you know, just what's best for the community.
Yeah. You looking forward to summer?
Huh, I'm so looking, please, forward to summer.
Oh, I'm telling
Florida
you,
a couple
sister.
Weeks ago and
did
it was,
you?
It was as cold down there as it
That's,
is here.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I know. And I remember it being like this a while back. My kids were younger, and Easter rolled around, and I was driving to Metro Detroit, and all the salt had been used for the season, and it snowed, and it took me like 6 hours, and I was like, I just don't want like an April snow. No,
nope.
No. If,
nope,
you're going to snow, you can do it this month, at the end of the month, and let's get into March. And we'll change the clocks and all will be right with the world.
Hopefully.
Oh, I can't wait to just sit outside JW's and just have a nice French dip and a bowl of white chicken chili and a nice Coke Zero or whatever I choose. Or a Shirley. You make good Shirley Temples, too. I love a Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temples are great.
Aren't they good?
Yep.
They got to be made right. And I love, yep, a really good, robust red. Oh, mm-hmm, that I could just sip all evening.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
I love it. We're doing food talk here. Well, why not, right?
It's not. That's what we do.
It's never too early for that. So what are your hours normally, like Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Closed on Sunday,
which is great.
Yep.
Give your crew.
Yep. I always thought I would open on Sunday after my kids grew up and moved away, and I decided, no, I need that one day,
yeah,
for my sanity.
Yeah. And that's great. And your crew does, too. You
and
know?
My crew does,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because they are, yes, hard working. Well, thanks
they
for
are.
Being here, Chris Weavers. I just love talking to you about food and everything in between. And, you know, you got a good thing going. And when you got a good thing going, you just keep it going, you know?
Yep, sure do.
It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.